This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd Bob go?
I thought you knew.
I don't. The pizza came. Slice on Broadway. It's delicious as always.
Oh, I've already had two pieces.
Isn't it incredible?
So good.
Place is the best. I had two pieces of plain pizza and a nice salad to go with it. Limits. What did you have?
I had a piece of pepperoni. I had a piece of plain. And I also had one of those pepperoni rolls that they bring. Oh,
so good, aren't they?
Very good. I love pepperoni rolls.
Bob is back, so let's immediately get to the grades. Every year, the NFL Players Association puts out a report card. These are players within the building, and it's not, you know, some of these player surveys you see at some publications, things like that, it's like, you know, 11 guys from the league. This, I just did the math here, was something like 1,600 players, and it came out to 52 players per team. This was virtually every player in the league. And Art the Second, again, gets a D grade from his own players. What is happening here? Last year, he got a D. That's 28th in the NFL. Across the board, the Steelers' grades are either mediocre or horrible.
Mike Tomlin got an A.
Except for head coach, where Mike Tomlin gets an A. I don't know if I want my head coach getting an A, but he did get an A. The strength coaches got a C-. That's worst in the league, Bob, from the players.
This is what happens when quarterbacks start pushing those slebs around and hurt their calves. That's, I suppose, I don't know.
Some of this stuff, I wonder
what they're actually asking and, you know.
Why do you suppose Art continues to get low grades within his own locker room? I thought that the Steelers were supposed to be a mom and pop shop, a family atmosphere.
But apparently,
the players don't think so.
I think a lot of this has to do with facilities and their perception of what these things should be. And I do think in time, like anything else, there'll be adjustments to their work facility. They'll try to enhance it based on what other teams are doing. I don't know what the breakdown is. Do you? Do you know what they're?
Yes,
what
I do.
Are they? Okay, so what are they breaking it down for? What?
Treatment of facility, or where is it? Now there's a thing blocking where I just had this, Bob. You ever get those come up on you?
Oh yeah.
Food and dining B-.
See, I disagree with that, and I'm one of these people who, when you go over there,
Wait a second. Have you sampled food from around the NFL at all their facilities?
No, but I have. I think their crew over there is outstanding. And what they do. And again, how much do you need before you give it an A? Are you of the belief? Ask anyone who goes over there to eat. They're very generous about what they do and what they make. And
the
Steelers
don't seem to appreciate or like, I don't know about like, but I can't help but wonder, their owner, the team president. I have a hard time believing that Dan Rooney would be getting D's from his own players every year.
But what I'm asking, you've been over there, haven't the food...
I don't care about the food.
But you just said it's a category.
Right. The story here is the owner. 28th in the NFL for the second straight year. His own players are giving him a horrible grade. What do we read into that? I can't help but read into it that either they don't think he's giving them the best chance to win, or that some of these other things bug them about him. And I thought that was the one thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers that you could always hang your hat on, is that they treated their players well, better than other places, that this was a family atmosphere where you had, you know, someone in the family as your sort of patriarch. They don't like their patriarch, or they don't appreciate him. They don't think he's doing a very good job. I think that's a major story.
I also want to know specifically what. Like, you have these categories, and I have no idea how they, you know, when they, I know when they travel the way a lot of teams travel. It's a first class arrangement. You get
team travel, they gave a B+.
Okay.
That was 18th in the league. A lot of people were A's and B's.
But again, what would separate an A from a B+ in travel? Or how much sushi you get on the plane? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm still focused on the owner. You know? What are you saying that
I just don't know what they, you know, you've been clear about ripping Mike Tomlin at times. They obviously love Mike Tomlin.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. I mean,
great. They love Mike Tomlin. Does that take away any of the criticisms of him?
No, but also I think when you find letter grades like a D and the explanation is the food's a B+ or the travel's a B+ or whatever, I don't understand why.
The weight room is a C+. The strength.
Again, I think facilities are a big, big driving force in these surveys.
So maybe they think he's cheap and won't upgrade
maybe
their
so.
Facilities.
But I think they are going to do that in time. I think they will upgrade those facilities.
Well, that's nice, but they haven't.
All right. Well, then how would
the
you?
The locker room gets a D. The training room gets a C+. The weight room gets only a C+. That's 28th in the league. And they had the worst grade. Now, this is something that I don't know if these are strength. Would the strength coaches be the people that you would point to if you're having soft tissue
didn't
injuries?
Didn't they just change the entire strength staff?
Yes.
A year ago?
They got the worst grade in the whole NFL, a C-.
After they changed it?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
But is it specifically the strength coaches that you look at when it comes to soft tissue injuries or some other area?
I don't know. What would you say to that? I have no idea.
I just don't want to like make a connection there that's not accurate because it's the worst in the league. And Tomlin, who didn't give details on anything in his season-ending news conference, gave details on that when from out of nowhere he said that we had a lot of soft tissue. We experienced a rash of soft tissue injuries that was impactful, he said. I have never heard him say anything close to that, especially in a season-ending wrap-up where you want to know why the team crashed. He said, we experienced a rash of soft tissue injuries that was impactful. That's just an example of many of the things and subjects that we have covered and will continue to cover as we assess what transpired and quickly transition ourselves for the future. So he went out of his way to throw them under the bus.
Soft tissue.
Yes.
Okay. You have to connect the dots for me here now, though. Like, what do you do to prevent that? And why is it soft tissue injuries are all over the NFL? I mean, you see it for a lot of teams.
Yeah, but they finished 32nd in their own team player rankings in strength coaches. Now, I don't know. Again, I don't know if that has more to do with the medical people. I don't know, honestly. Limits?
So in the report card, there's a brief definition of why they were graded as a C-.
Yes.
Saying that 75% of players report that they get an individualized training plan from their strength coaching staff. That ranks the team 31 out of 32. And it also included that the players feel that their strength coaches slightly contribute to their overall success. That ranks 32 out of 32 teams contributing to the last place finish.
Wait, read the first part. I didn't understand what that was.
The first bullet point was that 75% of players report they get an individualized training plan. So like a one-on-one plan between the strength coaches and the player.
Well, what's wrong with that? They want 100% or I don't understand what...
Other teams might do it just for every single player. But out of the respondents, only 75% of the Steelers players had that, a higher number. So other teams are polling at like 80, 85, 90.
All right. Training staff gets a B, training room C+, locker room a D, nutritionist, dietitian C+, food and dining B-, treatment of facilities. I don't know what that means. Treatment of facility or at, I don't know what that means. That's a C-.
That could be treatment in the, treatment room.
Yeah. So the head coach gets an A. We already know the players love the head coach, right?
Yes.
That's seventh in the league.
That's why he gets an A.
Do you consider that a good thing or what do you think of that?
I mean, there's a lot to like about Mike Tomlin when he deals with you one-on-one and talks to you. But if you're going to base it on, you know, what goes on the field and how he does or doesn't put you in a better situation to win games based on play calling, based on clock management, based on everything else, I think those are two different titles.
There's some very interesting head coach ratings here, Bob, across the league, I might add.
Please do tell.
The worst you'd expect to Chicago. I mean, it was Matt Eberflus for a lot of the. Was it him the whole year? I can't remember. He was horrible.
They got rid of him.
Of course, Jacksonville also gave their coach a C. Guess who was the only other team in the league to give their coach a C?
San Francisco?
Cleveland with Kevin Stefanski. How about that?
I thought they would have gotten less than that, but did they give D's for this? F's?
You would have thought that the Cleveland Browns players would give Stefanski a worse grade?
Based on everything that's gone on there, wouldn't you?
I mean, he's a two-time coach of the year. I thought the players liked him.
Well, I don't know.
Again, man, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I was shocked to see that. Normally, you wouldn't see that. The Buffalo Bills and Baltimore Ravens only gave their coach a B.
Hmm.
Not an A? How about that?
And the Patriots got a B+, even though Gerard Mayo was fired.
See, that's weird. That whole situation there. I saw that number or that letter grade, and I said, B+? And they fired their coach. I don't know.
See, I think this can be good and bad. Like, Miami. Mike McDaniel, I think, is notoriously soft on players. He got an A+ from his players. But then again, Kansas City, A+ for Andy Reid. Atlanta, Washington, Minnesota, Detroit, all A+. And then you have the Steelers, Cardinals, Niners, Bengals, Colts. You've had most of the league got an A or an A-. Even Carolina, Philly A-, Green Bay A-. Then you only have those three Cs.
Mike McCarthy got an A.
Did he?
He did, from Dallas.
I think those guys
are there.
Really
parent teacher are there player teacher conferences where they go in and talk about these things?
So here's what the survey results came back for Tomlin. 95% of Steelers players believe their head coach, Mike Tomlin, is efficient with their time. And that 95% ranked 15 out of 32 teams. The players feel that Tomlin is moderately receptive to locker room feedback on the team's needs.
Hmm. Interesting, hey, huh, Bob?
Not as kind to Art Rooney.
No. What did it say about Art under there?
Owner Art Rooney II's average rating for perceived willingness to invest in facilities.
There you go, Bob.
Is 6 out of 10 from the Steelers players, ranking 30th out of 32 owners in the league.
Cheap.
See, I think that's when they talk about, that's what players want to be given everything that they can get in terms of how they are treated. And so facilities are always going to be top on the list. That's why I said that word right off the bat, because that's what they're looking at. And I'm sure they talk to other players and see other facilities, and that's an ever-changing thing, and you have to keep up with that. Like, you look at colleges right now. Have you ever seen some of the most opulent colleges? One of the reasons why they get a lot of players is because of their facilities. So I would imagine the Steelers will upgrade their facilities in time over there. It's been, I don't know how long that place has been open.
But when?
I don't know.
Aren't they going to try to move out from where they are with Pitt?
No, I don't think so. I think that was a false narrative kind of situation. I think they're going to continue to do what they do, only in a better situation.
Joe, you wondered about the willingness to be a competitive team. The players responded to that. That was another bullet point included in this, saying that they feel Rooney is committed to building a competitive team, and that rating is 22nd out of 32 NFL owners in the way that they scaled it.
So they do
think he is.
But it's only 22nd?
22nd out of 32 owners, yes. So he's in the bottom third of that.
Yeah, they must not believe it that strongly. That's an interesting story. I don't know how much it relates to winning, but it is surprising when it's a franchise that seems to pride itself on such things. Art basically said last year, if I recall correctly, that he wasn't overly concerned with what the players thought, Bob.
I mean, what's he going to say at that point? You know, I've talked to a number of players, though, guys like Cam Hayward, who's been around. I'm sure T.J. Watt will tell you a different story. At least that's what I've heard from them. So I don't know.
In terms of what?
In terms of how they deal with the players, the art specific, and all of the people in the management staff. And that includes Tomlin and Omar Khan. So I still think the biggest takeaway of this should be facilities. And they want them to be upgraded. That's the message I think players are sending.
Here's some F minuses from around the league. This reminds me of my old report cards, Bob.
Did you get an F? You never got an F. You're too smart to get an F.
Bob, I barely got into college. I didn't do any homework for all my high school career. I didn't even realize you were supposed to read the book until I got to college, and then I got good grades. Yes, I got Fs. Nina Schweitzer was her name. She gave me an F in English
Nina.
One time. Tricked me. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. We were supposed to read the book. I just watched the movie. Very different, Bob.
And movies normally do
I tried that
take
before
things
too.
And change the licensing of it.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. F-minus, the Arizona Cardinals on their locker room. How about that, Bob? That ain't good. F-minus, the Cincinnati Bengals on treatment of families. F-minus.
That's as low as you can go before you get to, G, H, and I.
Yeah, there are no G's on here.
The
Cleveland Browns locker room, the players give it an F-. Wow. How about that, Bob?
Have you been in the locker room up there?
No.
Again,
maybe I was a long time ago. They probably haven't changed it since
then,
now that I think of it.
Like anything, you got to upgrade. That's how it works.
Commanders get an F on their locker room. Dolphins get an A+. See, here's Dolphins are A's across the board, yet the team stinks and underachieves every year. What does that tell you? Maybe we're reading this thing the whole wrong way. Maybe the idea is not to give the players everything they want.
I just think it's become such a me thing anymore. Players not only want the big contracts, they want everything that comes with it. And sometimes, no matter what you do, it's never going to be good enough. So I look at that always and I wonder what it all means. Because there's so many categories that are brought into play here. I don't know what's really accurate or not.
To me, it's noteworthy that every year players inside that building give Art Rooney almost a failing grade. It's noteworthy. I don't know how important it is to winning. The Dolphins have A's and A+ across the board for everything. That is incredulent. They love it there. They just don't win. Kansas City gets a D- for their locker room, Bob. What do you think of that?
Well, again, that's new. That's due for an upgrade. I've been in that locker room. I think that's
so. Was Antonio Brown? That was the Facebook Live episode.
You got a glimpse of it in there, right?
Yeah. Everybody yelled at me when I went in there, starting with Al, because I picked the Chiefs to win that playoff game against Alex Smith. Steelers won it without scoring a touchdown.
Without scoring a touchdown.
Was it 18-13?
Twice this year, 18-16, I think.
16? And I went in there, and they were all giving me crap.
Yeah, they say they don't care and don't listen, but until they do. And then they say, what are you supposed to do? You make a
I went in there.
Just an educated guess based on the information
I
you
mean,
have.
It was funny, but they were all giving me crap. I'm like, yeah, luckily you got a holding call there on a two-point conversion. Remember the one that would have tied it? Yeah. Like, it wasn't exactly a crazy prediction to pick you guys to lose. You should have gone to overtime, and you didn't score a touchdown. And then 10 minutes later after we leave, AB's got the computer cranked up to record on Facebook Live. You remember that, Bob?
Oh, how could you forget that? And Mike Tomlin's in the middle of his speech afterwards, and that's
and
not a good
time
to run it.
The Patriots a bunch of a-holes in his speech. You remember that?
Yep. I'm sure they did, too.
Oh, my God. Those were the days, Bob. We were young and foolish then, weren't we?
So many memories.
Were you there in Kansas City?
Not that day, no. We were back in the studio doing that.
Horrible ice in Kansas City. That was the night I walked off a plane, too, the night before the game.
I still remember all the ice in Dallas for the Super Bowl.
That was horrible.
That was awful. We couldn't even get around.
Terrible.
They weren't prepared for that, and they got it and didn't know how to treat the streets.
Surprised there hasn't been any compliments on my Golden State Warriors hat today. It's a special
I like
Steph
it.
Curry
it's
hat.
It's very nice.
I got this in Miami.
Did you know that Steph Curry has a house on Pebble Beach? I saw it.
What?
Yeah, he and his owner both have houses nearby one another. So I was out there, and I was looking at the houses, just curious about, the caddies know a lot. Caddies will tell you things and tell you that those guys are never there. He has a house, and he's never there. I'm sure
Curry
he
never
multiple.
Plays there?
Well, he plays there, but, I mean, he doesn't hardly live in that house.
Yeah.
It's like a $30 million house. They're all the real estate on that place is insane. So
I bet you he bought it just for a month or two to play golf.
Yeah, he's a golf addict like you. You know,
he's unbelievable, Bob.
Athletes all things they can do things.
He already had a hole in one. It went right in the cup.
This is one of your bucket list things you need to do. Michael Jordan has a place called The Grove. It's very much very specific who
named
belongs.
After Bob Grove?
Maybe. But it's supposed to be unbelievable. And that he serves drinks on a drone to you on the golf course. The drone comes and delivers you drinks. All these
How
things.
How am I going to get in there?
Well, I'm trying to get in there.
You can get in there. I can't.
That's
Mario can get you in there.
Well, you know, you got to be a member. I'm sure it's a very hefty price.
Where's that?
In Florida somewhere. I don't know where. Somewhere in Florida.
Wow. That must be the life, huh?
How about that? Apparently, he plays 36 holes a day and loves it.
Jordan?
Still can't figure it out. Yeah.
God, that's the thing about this game. You can't figure it out.
No. He himself called it the toughest thing he's ever done.
Why is that, Bob?
I don't know.
What is it about this sport? There were things I was better at the first time I was on a golf course than after all this practice.
It's just in your head. I think it's more just a will to believe what you're doing is right. And if you do, you can eliminate some of the problems and just get rid of three putts. If you get rid of three putts, you'll be good.
It's also the nature of that little club face trying to hit the ball in the perfect spot. It's very difficult.
There's no question. There are too many parts of your body are moving. You got to control them all. It seems simple. It's not at all. So you should take solace in that even the best of the best can't master the game.
No, they said Barkley, Jack McCallum, the great NBA writer for SI, said that when Barkley first played, he was amazing. He would smash his drives. He had unbelievably soft hands for a guy built like that. And all he did was get worse. And worse and worse. And now he's a wreck. He has a tick in his swing. It's a mentally torturous game, Bob.
Totally is. And it goes in the pro level, too. You know, there are guys who have been ranked at number one in the world and disappear quickly, even though they're the best at the game at one point. Then it just becomes a head case. I don't know, Joe. But
I can't figure out if I love it or hate it.
You know you love it.
No, I also hate it, though.